horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hi-yo, Silver, away!
Late one afternoon, the Lone Ranger's Indian friend, Tonto, entered Marshal Jack Forbes' office in Copper City in northern Texas.
Oh, Marshal Forbes.
Yeah? Who's there? Well, I'll be a two-toed grasshopper. Tonto, how in the world are you?
Oh, me fine.
Where's the Lone Ranger?
Oh, him and Hills, north of town.
Well, I reckon the two of you come to this part of the country to see your old friends Clarabel Hornblow and Thunder Martin.
No, we not come to see Clarabel and Thunder this time.
Oh?
We come this way look for a crook named Shelby.
Shelby. I never heard of the critter.
Well, he wanted for murder in Kansas. We trail him a long time.
You must have, if you followed him this far.
We lose trail 2 days ago. Masked man hope find killer stray in hills. Him send me here to tell you be on lookout for fellow with big scar across forehead.
Uh-huh. Where'd you lose his trail, Tonto?
On north side of Sunflower River.
I haven't been able to pick it up since, huh?
No.
Well, if he's a killer, the sooner he's captured, the better.
That's right.
I'll tell my deputies to be on the lookout for this Shelby feller. Then I'll ride to the Lone Ranger's camp with you. All three of us will look for that rat's trail.
Mm-hmm. That good.
Just give me enough time to talk to the boys, and I'll be right with you, Tonto.
Whoa there! Whoa!
Meanwhile, Thunder Martin drew rein at Clarabel Hornblow's kitchen door and hurried inside. The ex-mule Skinner's face was flushed with excitement.
Say, Clarabel! Clarabel, I'm rich! I struck it rich!
What do you say?
I found gold, Clarabel. My luck's changed. I'm through working for wages. I'm gonna be a millionaire.
Hold on, Thunder. Now take it easy.
It's the greatest thing to ever happen to me. When I saw that gold, I...
Will you quiet down, you mutton-headed idiot?
Huh? What's wrong?
A fellow named Shelby came to the door a little while ago asking for a place to rest and a meal. He lost his horse and gear crossing Sunflower River.
Well, where is he?
In the next room, you big jughead. I bet he heard every word you said.
Well, doggone, you should have warned me.
I would have if I had the chance. Now, let's step outside so we can't be overheard.
Yeah. He won't hear us talking out here.
Now, where'd you find the gold, Thunder?
Down by the creek, about 5 miles from here.
You don't know a doggone thing about prospecting.
Huh?
But if you're right about this, if you really have found gold, you better keep quiet about it.
Don't worry. I'm not going to risk losing the strike to a claim jumper. I'll put my horse in the corral.
Good. I'll go inside and put supper on the table.
When the food was on the table, Thunder roused Shelby. The killer came to the table and wolfed his meal in silence. Then, when Thunder left the house to take care of chores outside, and Clarabel cleared the kitchen table, the killer drew his gun.
Hey, What's the idea?
Don't make a sound or I'll shoot.
Have you gone loco?
Sit down in that chair by the table and be quick about it.
What?
Do as you're told. And don't try to call for help. Because if Thunder Martin walks in here, I'll shoot him.
Why, you no good ornery skunk. This is the thanks I get for taking you in and feeding you and...
Shut up. Now put your hands behind the chair. I'll tie them.
You won't get away with this, you... Oh, my arm!
Keep quiet.
Nuts up!
I'm gonna gag you with this towel.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't...
I told you to shut up. That'll keep you quiet. Now I'll tie your feet. Hold still. Now, whether you like it or not, you're here to stay.
Well, the chores are all done, Clarabelle.
Get your hands up, Thunder.
Hey, what's the idea?
Get your hands up or I'll shoot the woman.
All right. Don't hurt Clarabelle.
Leave your hands high till I get you a gun. That's it.
Well, what are you after?
The gold you found today.
Huh?
You're gonna show me where it is.
Then you overheard me when I came into the kitchen, huh?
That's right. I needed a meal, so I decided to wait a while before pulling a gun.
You'll never get away with this.
If you'll lead me to the gold, you won't get hurt. If you don't, you'll stop a lad. Get going.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Marshal Forbes found Shelby's runaway horse quietly nibbling grass a short distance from Sunflower River. After examining the animal's tracks, the masked man and Tonto realized just what had happened. Soon afterwards, they found Shelby's trail heading south on foot. Darkness was falling when they set out to follow it. Some distance south of the Manhunters, Thunder Martin tried desperately to think of a way to escape Shelby. The creek where he had accidentally struck gold was west of the ranch, but Thunder headed east, hoping to meet a rancher or friend who could help him. After nearly 2 hours of travel, Dade exclaimed,
"That gold can't be this far from the ranch."
"Now how do you know where it is?"
"I think you're stalling. And what's worse, maybe trying to lead me into a trap."
"You wanted me to lead you to the gold, didn't you?"
"I know a sure way to find out where it is. We're going back to the ranch."
"For what?"
"You and Clarabelle Hornblow stepped out in the kitchen so you could tell more about the gold without being overheard. You must have told her where you found it."
No, Clarabelle doesn't know where it is."
"I think she does. She'll talk, too, to save your hide. Turn that critter around. We're going back to the house."
"Get around."
"Come on, get around. Get."
In the ranch house, Clarabelle had been struggling with the ropes that held her. By rocking her chair back and forth, she managed to move it close to the stove. Twice, she burned her wrist painfully against the hot metal. But at last, the singed rope broke as she strained at it. When she finally got her hands free, she took the gag from her mouth.
Now if I can untie my feet."
As soon as her feet were free, she hurried to the corral. Her favorite horse was gone.
"Well, that no good thieving poke must have it."
Clarabelle quickly saddled another horse.
"Steady, easy. The sooner I get to Marshal Forbes, the better. Get up there."
Clarabelle traveled cross-country to save time and more than once regretted being without her Palomino.
"Oh, this critter's as skittish as a 2-week-old calf. Get up there.
As she neared the main trail, it was necessary to descend a steep slope.
Easy there.
The sleek black horse balked.
Get up there.
Clarabelle coaxed, cajoled, and scolded. Finally, the horse started downhill. Then, without warning, the animal lost its footing.
Oh, I see. Oh, help!
Rolling from the saddle, Clarabelle pitched headlong to the bottom of the rocky slope, where she struck her head against a small boulder and lay still. A short distance away, the Lone Ranger signaled a halt and spoke to Marshal Jack Forbes and Tonto.
Jack, did you hear someone call for help?
I thought I did.
Me hear it. It sound like woman.
Come on, we'll investigate. Come on, Silver.
A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the Marshal approached the still figure lying at the bottom of the slope.
Whoa there! Why, it's Clarabelle.
Lying unconscious. Looks like she took a header down the slope.
Must have struck her head when she fell.
A bad cut on forehead.
The masked man reached for Clarabelle's wrist to take her pulse. He saw the burn she had suffering, freeing herself from the ropes.
How bad she hurt, mister?
I don't know, Marshal. Her wrists have been burned. It looks as though they've been tied.
Well, she could have fractured a skull.
I don't think so. But she may have suffered a concussion.
Me bandage cut on head.
Bandage her wrist too.
Me fix 'em.
I don't savvy what she's doing out at this hour of the night. Traveling cross country over places. You ought to have more sense than to tackle. She's not as young as she used to be.
Kimo Sabe, maybe it'd be better a doctor come. Him know how bad Clarabelle hurt.
I think you're right, Tonto.
The Rafter H isn't far from here. I'll go there and ask Thunder Martin to bring a wagon so she can be moved.
Good idea, Jack.
Oh, easy there, easy. What about the doctor?
Tonto will ride into town to the doctor's.
Well, I'll be back soon with Thunder. Get up now! Get up!
Me hope Clarabelle not hurt bad.
I'll stay with her till you return, Tonto.
That good. Get him up, Scout.
While Tonto rode toward town and Marshal Jack Forbes toward the Rafter H, Thunder Martin and Shelby approached the ranch from the opposite direction. The scar-faced killer kept Thunder covered and watched him closely.
Wow, easy!
Easy!
They dismounted at the back door and entered the kitchen.
Inside. Don't try a fast move, Thunder.
Don't worry, Hey, Clarabelle's gone!
Gone?
She got away!
Here are the ropes I tied her with. Yeah, somehow she managed to burn them off.
I bet she's gone for help. That means your scheme to get my gold won't work. You'll be in real trouble.
I hear a rider.
Yeah, headed this way. I told you Clarabelle went for help. Maybe that's Marshal Forbes coming to get you.
I'm not caught yet.
As Dade spoke, he swung his gun barrel to the side of Thunder Martin's head. The big man slumped to the floor unconscious.
I can't watch you and that rider, too. So I'll tie your feet and gag you. That way you'll not make trouble.
Shelby worked fast. He tied him down, gagged Thunder, and dragged him into the next room, seconds before Marshal Forbes took rein in the moonlit yard.
Whoa there.
From a place near the open door, Dade watched the lawman dismount. Suddenly, the moonlight glinted on the star pinned to the marshal's vest. Thinking Clarabelle had told the law about him, the killer cursed softly as the marshal hurried to the kitchen door. He fired. At the bottom of the slope where the Lone Ranger waited for Clarabelle Hornblow, the buxom ranch owner groaned softly.
Take it easy, Clarabelle. We found you here a short time ago.
Mister? Is that really you?
Yes, Clarabelle.
Well, I thought I was dreaming.
Tonto, Marshal Forbes, and I found you.
What happened to your wrist there?
I burned them trying to get the ropes off. Well, you sure turned up at the right time, mister. Thunder and I need your help bad.
Who tied you?
A scar-faced critter who came to my place afoot asking for a meal. I didn't want to turn away a fella who's down on his luck, so...
Hold it. A scar-faced man? Is the scar across his forehead?
Say, how'd you know?
He's wanted for murder.
What? Oh, great sakes alive!
Tonto and I have been following him for some time.
He's at my place now, or somewhere around the place. He captured Thunder and me, and if he's a killer... Oh, poor Thunder!
Tell me, did he rob you?
He wants to steal Thunder's gold claim. Mister, you gotta do something. Please, please say poor Thunder.
Marshal Forbes is on his way to the ranch now.
Oh, this critter's smart. He might be able to fool the Marshal. Fool him long enough to get the drop on him. Then kill him.
Clarabelle, I don't want to leave you. Tonto went to town to get the...
I'm not feeling first rate, but I'll be a whole lot better if I know you're on your way to the ranch to help Thunder. I'll be all right here.
Do you have a gun?
No.
I have a spare one in my saddlebag. I'll leave it here with you.
Then you'll go to the ranch.
Yes. Tonto will return with the doctor soon.
By the time the Lone Ranger reached the Rafter H, Marshal Forbes had managed to free Thunder Martin. The Big Mule Skinner was bandaging the lawman's wound when the masked man dismounted at the back door. As briefly as possible, Thunder explained what had happened.
I plan to go after that rattler as soon as I finish fixing the Marshal's wound, mister.
Shelby gunned me, then rode away from here as if the devil himself were after him.
He has good reason to hurry away. He'll be hanged if he's caught. He's trying to reach the border. I'll go after him. He's riding Clarabelle's Palomino. There, that takes care of your wound, Marshal. I'll go with Lone Ranger.
I don't think he'll need the help. But Clarabelle does, Thunder. She's been hurt. Thrown from her horse. We'll have to take a wagon to the bottom of Dead Man's Slope to get her.
Torn between his loyalty to Clarabelle and his desire to see Dade Shelby captured, Thunder reluctantly agreed to harness a team to a buckboard. A few minutes later, he and the wounded lawman left the ranch. Miles to the south of the ranch, the Lone Ranger's great white horse raced across the fields after Shelby. The outlaw's trail was clear and easy to follow in the brilliant moonlight.
Hi-yo, Silver!
The powerful stallion responded with a sustained burst of speed, maintaining a speed that brought him closer and closer to the fleeing killer. Presently, the masked man saw Dade ahead. The mighty Silver began to close the gap separating them. Dade heard the thundering hoofbeats and turned to look over his shoulder.
Well, finish, Dade!
Dade recognized the masked man as the Lone Ranger. In a sudden panic, he snatched his gun from his holster.
Turn back or I'll kill you.
I followed you all the way from Kansas.
You asked for it.
The frightened killer fired hastily. His shot was wide.
I'll get you.
Not unless you stop to take aim.
The Lone Ranger counted the shots. When the killer's gun was empty, he brought the racing Silver close to the Palomino. Then he grabbed Shelby.
Yeah!
Both men hit the ground as Silver and the well-trained Palomino slowed to a halt. The Lone Ranger leaped to his feet.
On your feet, Dade.
I'm unarmed. I'm out of ammunition.
I have a new score to settle with you, killer.
What are you talking about?
Claire Bellhornblow and Thunder Martin are friends of mine.
Friends?
Yes, that's right. Claire Bell's wrists are burned. She suffered a fall.
Now, wait a minute, mister. I didn't know.
You're due for a beat.
No.
The killer's mouth gaped. He stepped back as the Lone Ranger stepped forward. His first hit the point of Dade's chin.
That's the beginning. A minute ago, you were gonna kill me.
I've got no gun.
Use your fists.
Force to fight, Dade swung. The killer swung. The blow missed the masked man's chin and struck his shoulder. Then the killer threw a jab that hit its mark. Then before he knew what had happened, the Lone Ranger drilled a fist into his stomach. As Dade slumped forward, another blow hooked his chin. The killer went down.
Now, while you're unconscious, I'll tie your hands and make sure you're disarmed. Then we're going back to the Wrath Rage.
It was nearly daybreak when the Lone Ranger reached the ranch with his prisoner. Doc Simpson was there with Clarabelle, Marshall Forbes, Thunder Martin, and Tonto. The masked man offered to help the wounded lawman take Dade to jail.
Well, I could sure use the help, mister. Doc's going with me, and if you'll travel as far as the edge of town with us.
I'll be glad to, Marshall. Clarabelle, I'm sorry you had this trouble. I hope you'll soon be well enough to bake some of those fine apple pies you always serve Tonto and me.
Say, now that that rattler's been caught, mister, I feel good enough to start a couple of pies right now. They'll be ready by the time you get back from town.
I'll hurry back. See you later, Tonto.
Me wait here, Kimosabe.
All right, get going, Dade.
I'm going.
I hope they hang that Scrooge.
Clarabelle say him try to steal gold from you.
That's right, Tonto. I struck it rich. Say, I have a little gift for you and the Lone Ranger.
Oh? What's that?
I want you two to have the first of the gold I took from my claim. I've got some right here in my pocket. I didn't show it to Clarabelle because I wanted to give it to you and the Masked Man.
That's plenty nice, Thunder.
Well, here you are. This is for you, and this other's for our masked friend.
You think this gold?
Of course it's gold! Look at the color of it!
No, this not gold.
Huh?
Me see this stuff many times. Lone Rangers say it's iron or copper. Pyrites.
Pyrites?
Fool's gold, Thunder?
Thunderation, ah!
Me sorry, Thunder. You maybe not want to take my word for it.
Why, you know a doggone sight more about it than he does, Tonto.
Fool's gold! Ah, no, well, I
feel so bad, Thunder. Doc Hiller was a bigger fool about it than you were.
Huh?
He was planning to jump a worthless claim. And all he got for his trouble was a trip to the gallows. Thanks to the Lone Ranger!
I own Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporation, is produced by Arizona Theater Works. The part of the Lone Ranger was played by Leroy.